Whether you're dreaming of a house the size of a football stadium or a football stadium in the back garden of your house, what you need is dream come true money. Luckily, tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £15 million. Now that's dream come true money. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play on app, online and in store. Estimated jackpot, account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up. On demand.
Group therapy, send us a message. We'll throw it out to the group. See if we can help you out here. Got a message from a listener. I have a family member who is one of my best friends. Until recently, we've both been single. She recently met a man on a dating site and within a couple weeks started talking about marriage.
Ooh, a couple weeks?
Yeah. They have now been together for a month and he is looking for a house for them to move into and she is looking at rings.
Oh, wow.
I'm slightly terrified. When I've mentioned how quickly this is moving, she just acts as if it's all a joke. But according to other family members, she is deathly serious about him. The whole family has been chomping at the bit for each of us to settle down with a man, any man. I'm trying to look out for her, but I feel like the one voice of sanity in a sea of cheering family members.
Oh, wow. So everyone's on board. She's not. She's the only one.
The man seems very nice. And she hasn't dated a nice guy ever, but it's way too soon. How can you convince someone so hell-bent on marriage to slow down?
To just kind of pump the brakes a little bit. Just let's take our time. Let's get to know each other a little bit more.
But, and that's tough, especially when you got the entire family kind of in her corner going, finally, yay, this is great. All right. All right, wonderful.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, and it's tough because
she feels like the odd man out.
Well, especially when, you know, maybe she hears stories of your parents who met on a blind date and then like, boom, wham, bam, and 70 years later, they're still together, you know? It's like...
Exactly.
Yeah.
52, but close, yes.
I mean, you get my point. But like, you know, there are those stories like that where it does work and there's love at first sight and it turns into happily ever after.
Month later, they were engaged. They were 21 years old. 8 months later, they were married. And 52 years marriage.
Yeah,
it can work.
I feel like this is almost like mirroring your parents' story a little bit.
Yeah, but I feel like it was a different time back then.
Well, like, yes, your parents didn't meet with online dating. No, they didn't. Well, they didn't do that.
Yes, no, but I think they approached commitment differently back then.
Yeah.
Like they knew it was a decision that they were going to stick with. And nowadays, I'm not sure if a lot of people, young people getting married, approach the commitment that way. Like, we'll do this until it sucks, then we'll get divorced or something. I don't know.
Right.
There may not be the same approach with the commitment.
All right. Well, open it up to you now. 502-571-9970. You can text or call or at Ben and Kelly Show. So how do you tell a family member and your best friend, same person, that the guy she met online a month ago, she's rushing into marriage too quickly when everyone around her is saying yay?
That's tough.
Yeah.
You feel like the odd man out and you feel like you're the only voice of reason in the entire family. We got some text messages. One listener said, my wife and I got married when we were 20 and 21. Her parents got married at 19 and 20. I don't think people of my generation approach marriage the same way that the older generations do, just like I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas back then, it was a commitment that you'll make the choice to love this one person for the rest of your life.
Right.
Nowadays, I think it's more of I love you a lot. Let's get married. If it doesn't work out, we'll be friends kind of a deal.
Hmm.
It's kind of...
Yeah.
Echoing the same thing I said, yeah.
Yeah. Bill messaged us and said, if she knows, she knows. She's a big girl. Let her be happy and make her own decisions.
Okay.
But
yeah, there is that side where you just support unconditionally because you're family.
Yes. But then, you know, if kids get involved and then there's, then there's that emotional baggage that I could have stopped this.
Right. You almost feel like they're driving towards a cliff and
right.
you want to stop them.
Yeah. Or at least slow it down.
Over
you know?
The cliff.
At least, you know, slow the car down a little bit before it careens off the edge of the cliff. Got to.
Let's be engaged a little bit. Let's enjoy the engagement.
Got a message
from
each
other more.
Mary, who says, I'll tell you my scare you straight story. She says, same thing. I jumped into marriage with a guy I knew for a month. Everyone cheered and was happy for me. A year later, I found out he was never faithful and was using me for my money. In parentheses, I come from a well-to-do family. Take the time to get to know him.
Mm. Oh, yes. That is very, that is a very solid point.
Yeah. I mean, we all talk about, you know, letting the other person see your real self and not just like, you know, who you are without clothes on, but like your real self as a person, your attitudes, values, beliefs, all that stuff. So,
Just, you know, stretch the engagement out. That's all we're saying. You know, like, you know, you don't have to like pump the brakes and everything. Just like, let's wait to have the ceremony and make it legal until a little bit later.
But I feel like we're talking to her friend. We're not talking to her. She's asking her, how does she tell her friend? So
that's true.
Like, yeah, it's like we're talking to her friend like she's listening. She ain't the one listening here.
That is true.
Right.
However, maybe we send her the podcast, especially with the last story, because that is a really good example of maybe why we be on team wait just a little bit.
Okay. All right. Maybe team wait just a little bit is, I think that's, you know, maybe you take her out, you know, to dinner, just you and her, and say, hey, I know it's been crazy, with the, you know, whirlwind. You've been, going every which way. I just want to have like, a big girl dinner with you and go out. Have like a one of those one-on-one. You got to do it in person. You can't go and call her. Or you can't text her your feelings. Like, do it in person and talk to her and just say, hey, you know, I'm happy that you're happy. And because I feel like her best friend could almost think that this is coming from a point of friend over here is still single. She's just jealous that she's found a guy. Yeah, exactly. She's found a guy that will love her forever.
But I also feel like we send the podcast to the best friend's family, who are all like, yay, go get married right now, so that they maybe get on board with team let's wait a little bit.
Yeah, like, hey, weirdos, why don't you sit here and pump some reasoning into your cousin, your daughter, your family member, whoever it is, right?
You're not helping.
Right, you're not helping this situation. all right. If you want to continue commenting, you can always up at Ben and Kelly Show on social media. Group therapy there. I think that's what so she just got to get alone with her friend and just be like, hey, this is what I feel. I'm just gonna tell you that
this might potentially go bad. Maybe we just stretch it out a little bit just to give him time to show his true colors.
Okay.
Make sure you know what you're getting.
All right. It's group therapy. 99.7 DJX.